we do know comes overwhelmingly from archaeology. Now, these Minoans left us some pretty impressive hints about themselves, about what they were like. For example, in the enormous palace complex, this legendary palace of Minos at Knossos, this is an enormous complex. The building itself, the complex of buildings, occupies some 5 acres. It has in its center a great central courtyard, a ceremonial space that was about 55 meters by 25 meters. That's a very large interior space inside a house. Well, of course, this is a royal house, so it's very big. The size, the beauty, the decorations of this palace suggest wealth, suggest leisure, suggest a rather comfortable life, suggest very elaborate aesthetic standards. I'll come back to a couple of those issues in just a moment. But the point is that this palace permits us to make certain inferences, but we don't have the kind of, for example, written documentation or later tradition that permits us to confirm our inferences. Now, one of the things that is true about this palace is that all the way along its exterior flanks are great storehouses. So obviously the kings who lived there stored up various products, cereal, grains, and olive oil, and what have you. And we think that these linear documents, much like, for example, some of the cuneiform documents that we find from Sumer, are bureaucratic records. They're probably attached to the administration of the palace, to the administration of the island of Crete, and perhaps indeed also to the administration of the Minoans' fairly far-flung commercial ventures. So we have a sense of bureaucratic rule. We can infer certain things about a fairly sophisticated administration, even though we cannot, strictly speaking, write its history. Now, the architectural forms, for example, in the palace, and some of the artistic forms in the frescoes, the wall paintings inside the palace. You know what fresco is. Fresco is painting on wet plaster. It is not painting on a dry plastered wall, but it is putting paint actually into the wet plaster so that as the plaster dries, the painted surface, in effect, becomes part of the surface of the wall. Alas, if a wall falls down, you lose everything. But the point is that a fresco is a fairly durable art form. And fragments of many frescoes have been found from the palace of Minos at Knossos. Now, the artistic motifs that we see and architectural motifs that we see suggest contacts with the Near East and also with Egypt. Well, we know the Minoans were great trading people. We know they were substantial seafarers, so that's not surprising. And here we can see the transfer of ideas, a point that I've raised several times in earlier lectures. But again, we work at the level of inference. We can't work at the level of confirmation. There's some other interesting things about Crete. About Minoan Crete, that permit us inferences. An utter lack of fortifications. None. Not a few, none. These people apparently had no fear of being attacked by anybody. This suggests that they were themselves not aggressive, that they weren't interested in attacking anyone. No fortified harbor complexes, even though they were great traders. No fortified palace complexes, even though they were wealthy and powerful. Now, inside these palaces, we find evidence of a very elegant life. For example, depictions of women wearing cosmetics with beautiful hairdos, with beautiful jewelry and beautiful clothing. Now, no one would paint so lovingly and so accurately and in such great detail were these things not appreciated. And it's probably fair to say that at least, let's say, for queens, for princesses, for important women of the court, that these depictions may come close to reality. I don't want to suggest that they're something like photographs. They may come very close to reality. So it may provide us an insight into what gave these people pleasure, what they liked to look at, what seemed pleasing to them. But again, that's an inference. We might say, for example, we have some very interesting depictions of bull leaping. This appears to have been their favorite sport. Now, perhaps you've watched the vault in the Olympics, where an athlete runs down a long runway, leaps into the air, turns over in the air, touches hands on a vault, and springs over the other side of it, perhaps sometimes doing various somersaults and spins and flips in the air. Well, the Minoans did that, except instead of a stationary vault, they went at a running bull. One suggests that the penalty for slipping up was more than getting the judges to give you a bad score. But in any case, it suggests, you see, peaceful sporting activities. Unlike other arts that we see, where military affairs and military men and weapons and so on may be featured, I mentioned the Assyrians in this connection in the last